From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Some business groups in Colorado are raising concerns over an Environmental Protection Agency proposal to update air quality standards, which includes lowering the threshold for ground-level ozone. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
A new study from the Center for Regulatory Solutions, a small business advocacy nonprofit, says lowering the ozone threshold from 75 parts per billion to 65 or 70 parts per billion would cost jobs in the state and hurt key industries from manufacturing to construction. Chuck Berry is the president of the Colorado Association of Commerce and Industry. He worries the regulations would go too far.
We believe that our air quality should be determined by the state and local officials who really understand the Colorado economy, and not just a one-size-fits-all standard mandated by the federal government.
The EPA stands by the potential rule change, saying the lower standard would improve public health, especially for children, the elderly, and people with asthma. The EPA will make a final decision in October. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Colorado native Taylor Finney has won the opening stage of the USA Pro Challenge. The bicycle race began today in Steamboat Springs with a circuit stage and continues tomorrow with a trek from Steamboat Springs to Arapahoe Basin. It's the fifth year for the race. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.